Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Thank God Mom hasn't taken down the clothesline. Day of the Rave here in the No Static Attic. Kicking off my brand new edition of Relics and Rarities. Those cool hit records and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio as we broadcast live from the world famous No Static Attic.
Instrumental to kick off my Relics and Rarities show. Sounds great today, just like it did back in the 50s. It's called Mad Gas. Trying to find out on the 45 by the Royal Teens. Send it out to my good buddy in the Royal Teens, Mr. Tom Austin. I got a gas of a show. Yes, I do. We'll kick it off now with Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Bad moon on the right.
Love that record there from Creedence Clearwater Revival. Well, I don't know about a bad moon rising, but according to NASA, this past week, depending on where you happen to be, you might have got a good look at this, or you might have missed the whole damn thing, but there was the first super blue blood moon since 1982. Yes, did you catch that super moon in the sky, that very special super blue blood moon? And of course, the next time that'll happen, according to NASA, is 2037. So in commemoration of this great event that took place this past week, take you back into 1961. Yes, that was a pretty big hit for those guys, the Marcells. What was the name of that record? I'm trying to remember now. That's it, Blue Moon.
Take
can't see your love for the tears in my eyes. Part one. You have to flip it over, you get part two. The group known as The Ballads on the VJ record label. And for Howie Kaplan in Mexico, kind of a cool alternate version of a song that was a big hit for the Ad-Libs. The Boy from New York City. Out of Newark, New Jersey. The feel of a record that was climbing the charts right around this time in 1965. The Ad-Libs, The Boy from New York City.
Because I know
out of the Motor City, out of Motown subsidiary, the Melody record label, the Vels. There he is. Open the door.
It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash.
Speaking of open the door, this is called Open Up Your Door out of Newark, New Jersey. The great garage sound of Richard and the Young Lions.
Left you out.
That deserves to be more than just 1 week in the Billboard Top 100. September 66, yes, just 1 week on the charts. And number 99, Richard and the Young Lions, Open Up Your Door. And if I open up the door, well, I'm glad it was you.
At last I found someone I've been searching so long. When I met you, I took you for my own. I'm glad it was you.
So glad.
Yeah. So glad it was you. You've been so near for all of these years. You've been a heart. I'm glad it was you.
So glad.
Yeah. So glad it was you. I saved all my loving and each little kiss. I made sure I had them for moments like this. And now I have you. What more can there be? I wanna thank the heavens that you've come to me. I'm glad it was you.
So glad.
Yeah. So glad it was you.
So glad it was you. So glad it was you.
So glad it was you. I'm glad it was you. Nat Wright from 63 on the Pedal record label.
More than just the hits. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
He's got a turntable, and he knows how to use it. Relics and Rarities, with another collectible cut from Dave the Rave.
I'm searching for a new love. Can that new love be?
Lakeland, Doo-Wop Meets Garage. From March of 1966, a record that was big in Detroit on stations like CKLW and WKNR, but nationally it peaked to number 76 on the Billboard charts. Tim Tam and the Turn-Ons. Yes, Tim Tam and his brother Dan formed that particular band out there in the Detroit area, and that came out on the Palmer record label. Kind of a cool 45 indeed there. Tune called Wait a Minute. Pulled that out of my big old record collection. Dave the Rave, your record geek on the radio. Yes, I admit it. I'm a geek. A record geek. And I'm in love with my record collection.
It all began when I was 7. The Partridge Family and the Jackson 5. I put a record on, it felt like heaven. It really made me feel alive.
I used to listen to the radio, but all they played was songs my mom liked to hear. It couldn't have the proper ratio of the ones that I liked to the ones that I didn't. I'm in love with my record collection. I'm in love with my record collection. And I'm hoping that you understand. And if I tried, well, they probably locked me away. Some tell me that it's no big deal. Well, I got something to say, and I don't know how else to say it. I'm in love with my record collection. I'm in love with my record collection. And I'm hoping that you understand. You see, you can speed it up, and you can slow it.
Thank you.
record that was made perfectly for me. Dave the Rave, your record geek on Relics and Rarities here in the No Static Attic. A group out of Rochester, New York, the High Risers. I'm in love with my record collection, and I can listen to my records 24 hours every day.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot!
Things in life I want to do. One thing is, I want to be with you. Not just once a week or maybe two. That's just enough time to make me feel blue. I want to be with you, darling, all the time. Then I'll know you're really mine. Every minute in it, every day. All alone, just you and me. I need your love.
Listening to Cool 45's 24 hours every day.
I need your love.
In the summer of 1966, great garage out of McAllen, Texas. A lot of great garage bands came out of the state of Texas there, and that is on the Faro record label. Yes, and I'm playing it off of an original 45, a 45 that's kind of like a mortgage payment if you're trying to find that record. The Headstones. Cool garage music, though, 24 hours every day. And before I get to last week's Mystery Oldie, let me give you the new Mystery Oldie. We play just for fun. You get one guess only, and you can dial me up right now. Yes, taking your phone calls at 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. Or you could always email me, Dave@DaveTheRave.com. This was the B-side of a hit record from 1966. I think you'll agree it's a pretty easy one. We should have a lot of winners. Who is singing the song?
He's never caught one spy, I'm told. He's never even caught a cold. Got his degree from Disneyland, but he's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man. he's the last of the secret agents, and he's my man.
Buried that on the B-side. That could have been a hit on its own. Also from a movie. Who is singing that song? We should have a whole bunch of winners, so don't be lazy. Pick up the phone. You know who did that record. 609-948-4487. Or my email address, once again, dave@davetherave.com. Who did that record? Now, last week's Mystery Oldie 45 finally got ourselves a winner. Daniel Kubacki. Yes, he knew that this was from 1961 as done by Sam and Dave.
Oh, I never made the same mistake again. I never made the same mistake again. From now on, when you cry, I'll be right there by your side. Oh, never make the same mistake again. I'll never make you cry again. I'll never make you cry again. From now on, when you cry, I'll be right there by your side. Oh, never make the same mistake again.
Very early 45 for Sam and Dave from 61. Rare 45 on the Alston record label. Sam and Dave and a tune called Never Never. Daniel Kubacki from Bear, Delaware. Congratulations. You are the one and only Mystery Oldie winner. It was indeed these guys, Double Dynamite, Sam and Dave.
Baby, don't you worry about your man. I'll be coming home as soon as I can.
Look, I got love in you on my mind. I'm starting right now. So-
notes. You mean a lot to me. Oh, yes. Thank you for tuning in to the Relics and Rarities Show. That's Sam and Dave.
This is Relics and Rarities.
Nobody can do the
Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave. Rockin' and rollin' in the No Static Attic. This is Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Go, go!
Surfers all go, there's a big bleached blondie named Surfer Joe. He's got a green surfboard with a woody to match, and when he's riding the freeways, man, is he hard to catch. Surfer Joe, now look at him go. Surfer, surfer, surfer Joe, go man go. To Huntington Beach one week for the annual Surfers Convention meet. He was hanging five and walking the nose, and when the meet was over, the trophy was Joe's. Surfer Joe, Marines today. They stationed him at Pendleton, not far away. They cut off his big blonde locks, I'm told, and when he went on maneuvers, Joe caught cold. Surfer Joe, now look at him go. Surfer, surfer, surfer Joe, go man go. Surfer Joe.
Wish I was a surfer. Yeah, those surfers, they get all the bikini women. They did. They get all the girls down at the beach who are checking out the surfer boys. The Safaris on the Dot Record label. Of course, there was another longer version of Surfer Joe, which came out on the original Wipeout Surfer Joe 45 on the DFS record label. Hard to find that particular 45. Special request, though, from our mystery oldie winner, Daniel Kubacki. He wanted to hear the flip side of Wipeout Surfer Joe.
Yes!
And for Flo and Kay, their request out of Island, New Jersey, the Royal Guardsman.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men have never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried, and 80 men died. Now they're buried together on the countryside. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody red baron of Germany. In the nick of time, a hero arose, a funny looking dog with a big black nose. He flew into the sky to seek revenge, but the baron shot him down.
Curses filed again.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red baron was rolling up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody red baron of Germany. Now Snoopy had sworn that he'd get that man, so he asked the great pumpkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the German to a real
was laughing, it got him in his sight. Was in a fix. He tried everything, but he'd run out of tricks. Snoopy fired once, and he fired twice, and that bloody red baron went spinning out of sight. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red baron was run up the score. 80 men died trying to end that spree of the bloody red baron of Germany.
Flowing K, they're such good listeners. Yeah, he even sent me a birthday card that I thought I'd play that record for them, because they did request that song, The Royal Guardsman, Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
There's a heaven waiting for me. There's a heaven waiting for me. There's a heaven right here on earth, just waiting for me. Such a heaven right. Search this whole world over, roaming from town to town. Everywhere it's always the same. She doesn't seem to be out of mind. There's a heaven right here on earth, just waiting for me. Such a heaven right here on earth, where oh where can she be? I thought I saw her someplace I can't recall, but I found when she turned around it really wasn't her at all. There's a heaven right here on earth, just waiting for me. Such a heaven right here on earth, where oh where can she be? That I could find her, cause that's where I belong. But I know I'll never forget, I dream about her all night long. There's a heaven right here on earth, just waiting for me. Such a heaven right here on earth, where oh where can she be?
Well, does that sound like a voice you've heard before? Because in the 1970s, that guy was a superstar at a group called Bread. He wrote that song, but he recorded that under the name of Del Ashley. But in actuality, that's David Gates. Pretty hard to find 45 from the early 1960s. Kind of had that Rick Nelson sound on the Manchester record label. Del Ashley, a.k.a. David Gates, in a tune called There's a Heaven.
Programmed from the heart. Not some research chart. Dave the Raves, Relics and Rarities.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Raves' Discovery of the Week.
Out of 110,000 45s here in the Relics and Rarities vault, this is my Discovery of the Week.
One, two, three!
Thank you.
daddy, too.
Oh, Dave the Rave, where do you find these records? And that would be a hard 45 to find. Pretty rare record and kind of pricey, too, by the Light Nights. That's the Light Nights, N-I-T-E-S, on the Dunwich record label from early 1967. 1-2 Boogaloo. Write it down. It's Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week. Here's Unit 4 Plus 2. Group that brought you Concrete and Clay.
Looking for my very last penny a day now. She'll have diamonds on her hand. Putting in my body and the swelling of my brow now. Moon's another day just ended. It's gonna take time for the rhythm of my mind now. She'll have diamonds in her hair. Making her mind.
Hoping that I didn't let you down today with my cool Relics of Rarity show, playing some of those hits and those cool 45s that fell through the cracks, like that one from Unit 4 Plus 2 in a tune called I Won't Let You Down. Yes, I'm going to shovel on out of here. That's the name of this, The Shovel by the Marquees. Hope you had a blast. I certainly did. Love playing records out of my big collection. Dave the Rave, the record geek. I am. If you ever meet me, you'll know what I'm talking about. Of course, if you got a special Lost 45, well, contact me. And also, you can take a guess on that mystery oldie 45. The number to call, 609-948-4487. Taking your calls. Even after the show, I'll take those calls. Once again, 609-948-4487. Or email me. You can contact me, Dave, at DaveTheRave.com. You can check out archives at my website, www.DaveTheRave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.